大家好，欢迎继续收听小豆包英语故事，我是主播高小可。今天有一个人来为你们讲拿破仑，请认真听哦。
A little boy was born on the 15th of August 1769 in Ajaccio on the island of Corsica. His parents, Charles and Letizia Bonaparte, named him Napoleon. They had him cross the Mediterranean Sea.So he could become a soldier. At the school in Brienne, he was soon made to forget his Corsican dialect, and he became one of the school's best students, notably in snowball fights. The Bridge of Arcole. After proving himself to be a brilliant student, Napoleon became a general.He was sent to northern Italy to fight against the Austrians. On the Bridge of Arcole, he heroically led his troops into battle and won his first major victory. Egypt. Napoleon then left for Egypt. Upon arriving at the foot of the pyramids, he crushed the Mamluks, who were formidable warriors. He had brought along with him 200 scholars who studied the animals, plants, and monuments.But worried about what was happening back in France, he left his army and secretly boarded the ship to return to Paris. Consulate. Once in Paris, Napoleon seized power and became first consul. His achievements were immense. He reorganized the country, created new laws and schools, relaunched the currency, and had monuments built to pay tribute to the glory of his army.Like the column in the Place Vendôme in Paris, assisted by Minister Talleyrand. He even signed peace treaties with the Austrians and the English. The situation in the country improved, and he was acclaimed by the people. The coronation. Napoleon succeeded at everything he did, so he decided to become emperor. It was the 2nd of December 1804. There was a crowd at Notre Dame.The Pope himself had come up from Rome. Going against tradition, Napoleon crowned himself. From then on, he was the most powerful man in France, and even in Europe. But his domination annoyed other countries. England drew closer to Austria and Russia in order to fight against him. Austerlitz. The English declared war on France,and inflicted a terrible defeat on the French fleet at Trafalgar. The Russians and the Austrians took advantage of the situation to launch an attack in the east, but at Austerlitz, Napoleon's troops won a stunning victory. The emperor was at the summit of his glory. War with Spain. In 1808, Napoleon placed his brother Joseph on the throne of Spain.The Spanish revolted and attacked French soldiers in various places around the country. The army suffered, and the English gained a foothold in Spain. The Russian rout. Then Napoleon invaded Russia. Despite the early victories, the campaign turned into a fiasco. The army could not withstand the Russian winter and had to retreat.After this terrible defeat, Napoleon's allies turned against him. On the 6th of April 1814, despite fierce resistance, he was forced to abdicate and was exiled to the Isle of Elba. Waterloo. Napoleon very quickly escaped from Elba and returned to France. He rallied his army to fight against the English and the Prussians at Waterloo in Belgium. The English square formations and the Prussian cavalry thrashed the French army.Napoleon was definitively defeated. St. Helena. The English decided to exile Napoleon to St. Helena, a rocky island well off the beaten track in the middle of the Atlantic. The deposed emperor would die there, alone and abandoned by his friends.